Hello, everyone. Welcome to C-Suite Talks. We speak with industry leaders, introducing you to some of the most interesting people and businesses today. We're focused on women, money, and power, as well as diversity in all areas. Welcome to C-Suite Talks. I'm Beth Hilbing, co-CEO of C-Suite with...
Hi, I'm Diane Gubin, co-CEO along with Beth. And this week on C-Suite Talks, we are so happy to have Kim Caslionis. She is the coo for O'Donnell Financial. So, as the Chief Operating Officer for O'Donnell Financial Group, Kim oversees the daily operations and growth of the company, ensuring that their mission to help each client create and execute a retirement plan based on their vision, goals, and needs gets met. So, Kim leverages her expertise in strategic planning, business development, and M&A to provide innovative and customized solutions to her clients, partners, and stakeholders. So, welcome, Kim.
Well, thank you. And you forgot, and I do radio. You can hear me at KSFO and the spread on Saturdays periodically from 9 to noon when I fill in for Greg.
We didn't know that.
Oh, we did not know that.
Yeah. One of my big things is financial education. So I talk about retirement planning and retirement planning concepts on the show. And so it's a lot of fun.
Terrific.
Oh, that's fabulous.
But I don't have to be camera ready. So that's really even a bonus.
Right. And she's got one other job too, which we love. She is the director for the San Francisco chapter of C-Suite. So thank you for that, Kim.
So excited. We can talk about that in a few minutes.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what is your headline, so to speak, other than that you're on radio?
So you know what? At this point in my life, I'm a lot of things. I'm a mom. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a recovering alcoholic. I'm a cancer survivor. And really, I guess my little tagline is, let's keep it real and let's just get shit done.
Wow.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. That's why we love you.
Wow. And Kim, I just learned more about you. I've known you for a few years now. I just learned more about you in that last minute than I've ever known. So thank you for sharing.
So as Diane said, we're lucky to work with you, and our CEO, C-Suite Group, was with you when you worked for Destined or Be Destined Inc., and the focus was really on how to 10X your business. Can you talk us through that and how you help companies and the advice that you give to companies on how to 10X and kind of what that process is and what are some key points?
Yeah. So first of all, this is one of my favorite subjects. So just sit back for a second because I'm going to speak for just a few minutes on this.
Okay.
We're ready.
Because it's my favorite. So at the end of the day, you know, my whole mission is about economic empowerment and financial education. And when business owners like yourselves, when we invest and sacrifice our life and our resources to build something, we want to yield the most, I would hope, at the end of the day. And so one of the frameworks at Be Destined is called the sustainability model, and it is a fabulous roadmap. It's math, kind of scientific. It is a 12-layer model that helps business owners really focus their energy and their resources and becomes a negotiating tool when they're looking to sell their business. So very simply put, if you just think of a pie chart, a line chart, where you have your horizontal axis, this is the industry multiple for your industry and for companies of your size. And there are 12 layers above the line. These are your strategic assets. These are the value that you're building that once you build and demonstrate, you can transfer them to a third-party buyer. You get an increase in the multiple. There are 6 layers below the line. These are your business risks, and these are the things that you have to be able to defend when you are negotiating the value of your company at the end of the day. And so really the model and all of the supporting frameworks and the things that we talked about with the C-suite members, how to 10X is really what are these 12 layers and what are some of the other supporting frameworks that you can implement or use to help build these strategic assets so that you can get a better value at the end of the day. So it is a fabulous, I could talk all day long on this thing. Love to talk to your group again about it and share some more of these frameworks because it's fabulous. So probably one of the best things I learned.
Well, we'd love to take you up on that. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Fantastic. So Kim, Beth and I learned so much from you, and so did our women. So thank you for that.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
For sure.
Let's do it again.
Right. Absolutely. So now we know that you're speaking at an upcoming women's conference, right? On your career, the challenges, how you overcame them. Can you give us a little sneak peek into that topic?
You bet. And I will even do one additional, and that is invite any of our listeners today or any of the members of C-Suite to come and join us. It is the women's conference being sponsored by Tossi Bank. Now, Tossi Bank is a wholly owned subsidiary of Bank of Guam in San Francisco. And this is their annual women's conference. And like C-Suite, this organization really understands the value of investing and supporting women entrepreneurs and the C-Suite. And so, yes, I'm going to be opening the conference with sharing my story. And, you know, it's been a long, windy, bumpy, exhilarating, and just to remind women and entrepreneurs, you know, the road to success, it's paved with a lot of scars. So
that's good, because it always looks glamorous, right? It's like, oh my gosh, this woman did amazing stuff, but you don't see all the stuff behind her.
So it's June 20th at the Omni Hotel. If anybody's interested in coming and being my guest, I will share my contact information with you later. Just give me a ping.
Terrific.
Yeah, and we'll be happy to advertise that across our social media with C-Suite as well. I didn't know you were the opening act, so that's great. Yeah.
Right. Right, right. So June 20th, we got to make a note of that, although I might be in New York.
That's okay.
Yeah. We know that also that you recently launched the C-Suite San Francisco chapter.
We were there.
It was fabulous. It was at the Real Real. 67 people signed up for that. So, and everybody was so jazzed.
And in the rain. It was a horrible weather day in California.
Right. So, and the women in San Francisco are really different from the women across the country. I mean, we have fabulous women everywhere, but in San Francisco, it's like, well, I worked for this major tech company and then I did my own startup and now I'm raising financing for my own startup. So it's just a really different environment.
Yeah, it's fabulous. And so thank you very much for the honor of doing that. So I'm thrilled to be the whatever you're going to call me.
Chapter director.
Queen, whatever, you know, queen.
What title would you like?
Queen. Yeah, exactly. So it was on February the 29th. So it was a fabulous day to launch it at the Real Real. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but it was really kind of fortuitous that it was the same day that they had their earnings call. And as for those of you who don't know, the Real Real was founded by women. And it was the first time that they were able to share that the company had been profitable. So it was really a special moment for us. You know, our vision for San Francisco is to become a mecca of networking and business referrals in the San Francisco Bay Area, and then also to support the national C-suite community thereafter. So come and join us. We have two fabulous events coming up this year. One is going to be in June. It'll be a wine event in San Francisco, and then the one in the fall will be at the beautiful BDG Miro building in San Jose. We will be at the Sky Deck.
Woohoo!
And it's being hosted by one of our committee members, Yuen Lee. So we're very, very excited about that. So if you're not already a member of C-Suite, please come and join us. I'm sure there'll be plenty of opportunity for you because we got great events. That's in addition to all the fabulous programming that C-Suite already puts on. You guys work tirelessly to do.
Tirelessly.
Well, we couldn't do it without you, Kim, truly.
Without you, for sure.
You and our other chapter directors.
And the team behind you and everything that you do.
Yeah, for sure. Kim has a fabulous committee behind her too. And if anyone wants to get involved in C-Suite, you know, we're always looking for new volunteers.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's just like my little tagline is just keep it real, but just keep it real and get it done. If you want to do that, come and hang out with us. Cause that's what we want to do. We want to have fun and we want to make things happen.
That's fabulous.
Keep it real and get it done. I think I need a tagline, but I'm going to have to think about that.
Well, mine's now voice of God.
Yes. Beth was the voice of God last night. We love that.
So, tell us about your career. You know, how did you get where you are? What was your journey? What are you passionate about?
Yeah. How'd you become the Kim that we're talking to today?
Oh, really? Do we go there? No, come to the event on the 20th and I'll tell you all about it. But, you know, I've had a couple of, I've of the generation where, well, I mean, make a big assumption that we don't have that many careers in our career path. And so, you know, I've started as Working for my mother as an investment advisor, I had the great fortune to become a CEO of a failed institution at the age of 35. And let me tell you what, I would love to write a little mini series about that because that was chaotic. From there, then went on to launch my own financial services firm, went to do some M&A, and guess what? I'm back to where I started, working for a registered investment advisor. So, you know, life is colorful. Life is fun. So just go out and do it.
Yeah, I know. You do kind of go full circle. I thought about that because when I was working for Northrop Grumman, I had left TRW at that time, and then Northrop bought TRW. So then I was back working there again, which I love.
Hello. Yeah. You were one of those people on the same desk in different companies,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was funny. I was working with the same company as my husband, then I wasn't, and then I was again. So there you go.
But now you're separated, but equal.
Yeah, exactly. So what would you tell a younger Kim, and what would you give advice to women today in their career? Ooh. And do you mentor? Are you able to do that?
Yeah, you're a big mentor, Kim.
Yeah, I do. So the first question first. What would I tell my, you know, I think it changes as I go through life, what I would tell my younger me. But today, here are three things I would tell the younger Kim. Take more risks sooner. This is not a dress rehearsal. Yeah. A lot of my decisions today are made through the lens of my deathbed, which sounds super, super morbid, but life goes by super quickly. So take more risks sooner. The second thing would be, if people tell you you can't or it can't be done, does not make it true.
That's so true.
So let that fuel your energy to go make it happen. And the third is, stop caring about what other people think of you. What you think of you is what matters most. So if my younger me could have adopted, embraced those three ideas, God only knows where I'd be today.
So how do you handle, because you're in a pretty male-dominated world.
Oh, all of us are.
to some extent. Yeah. But how have you handled that to continue to thrive in your career? And have you had challenges in that area?
Right, especially since you are a coup. I mean, that's a pretty high level.
Yeah. So here's a funny story. When I was in eighth grade, Doug M., who was one of the, you know, popular boys in school, told me I had shoulders like a linebacker. So I've always felt like I can go into a room, right, and just going to take up my space. I think, you know, I've been fortunate enough to, going back to this whole mentor question, Beth, of having a mother who was a pioneer and a groundbreaker in financial services back in the day. And so for me, it was just kind of part of the normal upbringing. So it doesn't bother me the things that, you know, it's male dominated. And my response is kind of, so what?
Yeah.
Right. You do whatever you're going to do. You're going to go out, make the relationships, you're going to make the connections, and you are going to ask, you're going to show up, and you're going to just continue to show up, even if people slam the door in your face. We have to be our own best advocates.
Yes.
That takes work. It takes humility. And it you have to have some thick skin. There's just no way around it.
No, I totally agree. And sometimes too, women can hold you back. And so, you know, I don't see that happening as much anymore, but earlier in my career, I did see quite a bit of that because they were protecting their role and where they had gotten, and they wanted to make sure that that role was solid versus bringing others along. And so, but that has changed a lot over the years. So that's really good.
Yeah. A lot more work on mentorship and sponsorship for sure.
Yeah. And I think, look, there's plenty of opportunity around for everybody. Right. And not everybody wants to ascend.
Right.
Right. There are plenty of people who don't want to ascend. So, you know, just move over and let's just create more opportunity for everyone and let everyone have an opportunity to realize their own dream.
Right. We're expanding the table. And that's a big part of C-suite too, you know, is women creating opportunities for each other, supporting each other, hiring each other, working together.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
I love that, expanding the table. I think that's great.
I like that.
Great
tagline. Expanding the table.
Diane.
I'm writing that down so I don't forget it. Expanding the table. Yeah.
Some elbow room.
So what are you focused on in 2024? What are your goals kind of high level for 2024?
Oh, yeah. You have six more months.
That's kind of big. Is that personal? Is that I have 6 more months. Yeah. Let's see how much I can cram in. So So I do mentor. I have two, I was involved with a women in leadership program over at Cal State University, East Bay. So I do mentor two women who've graduated. So that's a lot of fun. Those are like little mini me's. So that's really a lot of fun. From a career perspective, not sure this is my last chapter. Mm. You know, I'm just, you know, just keeping, you know, just want to just stay. Look, I think what 60 is a new 50, right? 50 is a new 40. So and my husband's a lot younger, so I got time. So I'm really looking at ways in which I can enrich and give back to the community at large. Mm-hmm. And certainly in C-suite, trying to build, I want to be able to build, we've just launched. So I want to be able to build a very robust mecca, as I mentioned. And then personally, you know, I'm a grandma, so I have a 2-year-old granddaughter who I'm going to babysit later this
wonderful
summer. So I'm so excited. Yeah. So, and the want to explore where I can retire in Mexico. Mm. That's where I want to go.
Do people really retire?
I don't know.
You'll just have a place in Mexico.
I say retire from your corporate job, but keep
retire from your corporate job. I know.
Stay young.
Yeah.
So I'm going to switch back to your focus with the investment and the financial. What are some of the things that you see that women really should focus on that they don't?
Right. As wearing the registered advisor hat, right?
Right. You plan to be independent. So that means taking advantage of the 401k that you may have available, taking advantage of the Roth IRA, understanding what happens after retirement, your taxes. Most retirees don't really understand that your tax situation can be problematic in retirement. So really getting to understand what are the Medicare rules, what are Social Security rules, so that you can work with somebody or get the education you need for yourself to ensure that you, A, have enough resources to support your desired lifestyle. Because like, who wants to work 40 years, right? And then
Be broke.
Yeah, who wants to
exactly.
Do that? So I would just say that, again, being informed, being your own best advocate, take advantage of all of the retirement vehicles that you can to the max, and build assets outside of your home, because you are going to need them in retirement.
That's wonderful advice.
Yeah, that's great advice. It really is.
And you can come work with somebody like us.
Yeah.
And I can do education planning on Medicare and Social Security and all these other topics that I talk about on the radio.
I know people try to avoid.
Well, because like it's you have to face mortality, and that's kind of yucky, mm-hmm. right? But really, mm-hmm. it's right. Look, the more you know, the better decisions you can make. So
right. For sure.
The better vacations you can go on.
The better vacations
you can go on. Exactly. And you know, it's not even that retirement's expensive. I think that having watched older relatives, that if you end up in a facility of any kind or a nursing home, assisted living, it's just more expensive than you could ever imagine.
So expensive. And you know, what happens in some of the times in retirement, not getting too much into the weeds, mm-hmm. but if you make too much money, you will trigger like excise penalties in some of these Social Security benefits and other types of retirement benefits. So really it does take planning mm-hmm. to be able to do it comfortably.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. That's great advice.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah. Thank you for that. So do people call you personally for this advice?
They can't be. I'm not licensed. Uh-huh. I love to talk. Uh-huh. I'm not licensed, uh-huh. but I certainly can help educate. So I can give you information about various topics, whether it's Social Security, Medicare, Roth, IRAs, those types of things. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that we do offer here at O'Donnell Financial is a complimentary retirement review. So if you want to call me at 866-496-2300, 866-496-2300, I can send you our package. So it's a valuable service that we provide to.
It is very valuable for sure. Yeah,
for sure.
I love it when we had a financial plan and the guy forgot to put in our Social Security, and then we were going off the cliff at like 85 or something.
Oh.
But anyways, it got all corrected.
All right.
So is that where people can reach you? Is there another avenue?
Yeah, sure. Like, how about for C-suite? For getting retirement, you know, let's talk about today.
Fun.
All right. Today, yeah. for all of the fun things we're doing at C-suite, or to get on the guest list for the TASA eBank Women Conference, you can reach me on LinkedIn at Kim Castleonis, or at my personal email at kcastleonis@gmail.com. It's K-K-A-S-E-L-I-O-N as in Nancy, I-S @gmail.com.
We love that.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you guys are so fun.
Thank you, Kim Castleonis, COO for O'Donnell Financial, for being here with us today. And thank you to our sponsors, City National Bank, Nutanix, which is a computer software company specializing in cloud solutions, Uncle Nearest, which is a female-owned whiskey company, Interpublic Group, which is advertising, media, and PR companies, and my firm, which is Amplify Professional Services. We do executive search and IT consulting, and we're going to be moving Amplify under C-Suite. So soon we will be thanking C-Suite Search as a sponsor. So
that's great.
Thank you for listening.
And thank you, ladies. You guys do a fabulous job. So thank you for all the hard work that you're putting into helping make C-Suite a national treasure.
Yes. And the subscribe. Hit the button on Apple, Spotify, anywhere you find your podcast. Leave us a review and follow us on social media. We're all over LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram, particularly LinkedIn. And we love hearing from you. Send Beth an email. Beth@csuite.org. So that's Beth@C. And sweet as in sugar, SWEET.org. So do check us out. And thank you again for listening. Thank you, Kim.
Have a great weekend, everybody. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there today.
Thank you.
Thank you.